insureexcuse.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is our pledge to America, and this is our pledge to you. While our new majority will serve as your voice in the People's House, we must remember it's the president who sets the agenda for our government. The American people have sent an unmistakable message to him tonight, and that message is change course.
We're sorry for the massive disruption it's caused to their lives. And, you know, there's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Some of the sounds from this past year, the year 2010 in review on our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, taking the top 10 items. We have had the opportunity to do numbers 10 through number 6. Hopefully you've been able to hear that. This program will be rebroadcast several times on many of the stations that carry the program, so you get an idea and a chance. You can also download it at DougSteffen.com. A review of numbers 10 through number 1. We're at number 5 now. But that, the sounds just heard, some of the, I guess what would you, you'd say it was controversial, some of the sound that was important. John Boehner, after the win for the Republicans on election night, Tony Hayward sealing his fate with perhaps the worst quote of the year, I want my life back, and Nancy Pelosi maybe number 2 in terms of the stupidest quote or worst quote of the year. We have to pass the health care bill to find out what's in it. Good God, what are these people drinking? 800-510-8255. Some of the sounds continue, and some of the biggest stories that created the biggest buzz on talk radio this past year.
There are injured people bleeding, crying, and waiting for someone to come take care of them.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated, and aggressive effort to save lives.
Plane stuff because it was a volcano.
I was supposed to only be there for one day, and I was in there for 7.
These past weeks, the entire country has been living with West Virginia.
Oh, heart just hurts for those people.
It is a very dangerous job, and they put their life on the line every day.
This time was too short. And their chance for love extinguished far too early.
Tens of millions of gallons of oil.
I'd love my life back.
There's nothing to work for anymore. The oil took that away from us. We have no future.
The American combat mission in Iraq has ended. We're leaving.
This is the last time that we'll be in Iraq.
A powerful bomb parked right in Times Square.
Al-Qaeda in Yemen was trying to ship at least 2 bombs.
The threat environment,
homegrown radical,
is increasingly active.
And look at how this bill was written. Can you say it was done openly? Hell no, you can't!
When I sign this bill, all of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
I'm not a witch.
Let's stand together. Let's stand with honor. Let's restore America.
It's the latest from WikiLeaks. Hundreds of thousands of supposedly confidential diplomatic communications are about to be made public.
The United States strongly condemns the illegal disclosure of classified information.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated.
Lindsay Lohan is back in the slammer.
I take my talents to South Beach.
The strength that these guys have shown me is a lesson for all of us. Never give up.
The things that people said that other people talked about as part of the focus here. 800-510-8255. You can email Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can send your comments in the text line, 646-926-3684. Looking at the top quotes of the year. Christine O'Donnell's TV ad declaring, "I'm not a witch," has topped a list put together by a Yale University professor. Fred Shapiro released his fifth annual list of the most notable quotations of the year. It was a remarkable, unconventional quote to be part of the political discourse, Shapiro said. Then you look at some of the other things that have, I'm looking at the discussion of, of O'Donnell. But then there's some other, the focus on Sarah Palin's tweet, "Don't retreat, instead reload," also made that list. Shapiro says the quotes have been stronger, harsher, more unconventional. So just for your edification here, the list of the top 10, because we're all about the top 10 list of conversational points this week. The number one, "I'm not a witch," Christine O'Donnell. Number two, "I'd like my life back," Tony Hayward. Number three, "If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested." Number four, "Don't retreat, instead reload." Number five, "Chi-chi-chi-li-li-li-li, Los Mineros de Chile," came from the Chilean miners when they were rescued in October. Number six, "I hope that's not where we're going, but, you know, if this Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really going to look toward those Second Amendment remedies." Sharon Angle, the person who ran against Harry Reid in Arizona in a radio interview. Number seven, "We have to pass the health care bill so you can find out what's in it," Nancy Pelosi. Number eight, LeBron James saying, "I'm going to take my talents to South Beach." Number nine, "You're telling me that the separation of church and state is found in the First Amendment?" Christine O'Donnell said that in a senatorial debate. And number 10, "They should never have put me with that woman. She was just a sort of bigoted woman who said she used to be labor." That was Gordon Brown commenting about the voter he met while campaigning for election. So these are the quotes that a lot of people have talked about during the course of the year. Understandably, some people feel strongly about some and not so strongly about the other. Number five story on the top 10 this week, the earthquake hit in Haiti. And here's more or less a summary.
Good morning. Destruction and despair. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake leads to devastation in Haiti.
Haiti is crying out for help, and it can't come soon enough.
Not since the tsunami has there been a humanitarian crisis that has needed the world's help than this one in Haiti.
To the people of Haiti, you will not be forsaken. You will not be forgotten.
The buildings on both sides of us will collapse.
I need help. Jesse!
There are not enough doctors to take care of all the injured. So the parents are stepping in and taking care of their own children.
What? Nearly half of Haiti's population are children, and they are really bearing the weight of the suffering here.
Patients continue to pour into clinics like this all over Port-au-Prince. Okay, done.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
With an estimated 1.3 million people still living in tent camps across the country, time is running out.
800-510-8255. The summary is part of the audio. The audio is powerful. Radio medium was enhanced, at least the conversation medium this year, with more stations becoming more on the FM band, becoming talk stations, some political, some just straight informational. But there's a lot more talk on the radio. And part of that was a problem that politically radio stations had with Congress, because there are some people from the world of music that are trying to get royalties paid by radio stations that either can't afford them or don't want to pay them. And there's a just debate about that as sort of a secondary conversation. But it affected what you heard on the radio. And that's what we're talking about. The Haitian story continues with another focus in a moment here on the countdown.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to Geico. Despite the millions of drivers switching to Geico, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month. See terms of use.
Next time you're sitting down, face to face, eye to ribeye, with a steak perfectly seared with those crisscross grill lines everybody in their right mind loves, take a moment to ask yourself this. Why am I taking a moment to ask myself anything? My steak's getting chilly. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by America's beef producers with Chekhov dollars.
Haiti in the focus on the countdown, which is still not recovered from the earthquake from January. Here's actor Sean Penn talking to Larry King.
That was your first time in Haiti.
Yes.
Right, yeah? Had a little time to process. Overall, what was the experience like?
Well, you know, I think that in talking to the other people that were there, people who have more disaster, let's say, experience than I do, this is the most complicated and most devastating one that anyone has ever seen. When I was in Katrina, so many people said, you know, what you see on TV is nothing. When you get there, you see so much. Actually, it was what I thought, and it was a terrible disaster, and it's something that continues today in many ways. This is the apocalypse. This is like Hiroshima. The devastation there is on a level like nothing anyone that I've spoken to has ever seen. The people are probably the most resilient, certainly the most resilient people I've ever experienced. We saw amputations without flinching, without anesthesia. Children who are learning who are playing again, but are in so much need and in so much hunger. These are our neighbors, and this is a country that needs us, and ultimately we need them, because the character of the Haitian people is seated in a disconnect from the comfort addiction that so many of us in this country have, and that's a powerful force of character that we need to share.
You were with us from Haiti last time on January 29th. Now, then till now, getting better?
Where we are right now is on the verge of what might be the greatest public health crisis in the history of the Western Hemisphere.
Number four, the elections coming up next on the countdown.
And disaster. In times of peace and times of war. In times of joy and times of pain. in every corner of the world, and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The history of the year, I feel like doing a Mel Brooks movie. The history of the year, according to Talk Radio, the issues and the events. The number four story, as I indicated, the elections, the rise of the Tea Party, Republicans gaining control of the House. President Obama admits he got shellacked.
This is something that I think every president needs to go through because the responsibilities of this office are so enormous and so many people are depending on what we do. And in the rush of activity, sometimes we lose track of the ways that we connected with folks that got us here in the first place. And that's something that, I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons. But I do think that, this is a growth process and an evolution. And the relationship that I've had with the American people is one that built slowly, peaked at this incredible high, and then during the course of the last 2 years, as we've together gone through some very difficult times, has gotten rockier and tougher.
All right, so there's the president licking his wounds, and you've heard a lot of that. And has he changed? That's been the big discussion topic as we got toward the end of the year. Has the president changed? Does he read the tea leaves from the Tea Party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? We've heard a lot from Bill O'Reilly this year. He stopped his talk radio program but continued in force to be the number one host, the number one program on the Fox network. Here he has his spin in the no spin zone about what happened on election night.
So what the heck happened in the election? That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. First of all, it was a prove-yourself vote. Most Americans believe President Obama has not yet proved himself to be an effective leader. Therefore, his policies were widely repudiated across the country, and that's why the Republicans gained at least 60 seats in the House. On the Tea Party front, apparently Christine O'Donnell, Joe Miller in Alaska, Sharon Engel in Nevada did not prove themselves to independents, so they all lost. While Rand Paul and Marco Rubio, won big, because those guys ran very effective campaigns, it all comes down to performance, as it should. The Harry Reid victory surprised me. I thought the guy was through, because he epitomizes the big spending liberal agenda, which is not succeeding right now. But apparently in Nevada, Democratic machine very effective. Reid also ran a very good TV ad, which we'll show you later on. As Talking Points predicted, pot legalization was defeated in California, but other elections results are hazy. The Northeast and West Coast remain very liberal in the face of economic hardship. I mean, Senator Barbara Boxer winning big is incredible. California's bankrupt. The entire country is heading that way as well. And Boxer is a notorious far-left zealot who rubber stamps just about every spending program, and she wins in a landslide? It's amazing. Now, I understand Jerry Brown is an honest guy, but will he reform the state? Possible, but his party has led California to disaster. Here in New York, where I live, Republicans could not mount really any serious challenges in the state races, even though New York has descended into chaos as well under the Democrats. I guess the most gratifying part of the election last night was seeing that pinhead Alan Grayson booted out of Congress by voters in Orlando, Florida. They don't come lower than Grayson. Over at the Washington Post, columnist Eugene Robinson said the vote was racist against Obama. On all, there was a correction last night in America, but we remain a divided country politically. The president held on, but just barely.
All right, so there's Bill O'Reilly's read on this. I'm interested in his comment on Harry Reid. Harry Reid won because he got over $3 million in corrupt money contributions, which he paid back, by the way. Remember last month introducing the bill to legalize online gambling, which the big casinos want to have? That was his payback for the $3 million, and he only won by the skin on his chinny chin chin. Up next, the number three story of the year. We'll have that for you as the countdown continues.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Blocker. Peaceful ending to a five-hour standoff Friday at a bank in Parlin, Texas. Police say two would-be robbers entered the Chase Bank wearing ski masks. An alarm was sounded, and police managed to capture one man as he tried to leave. The other robber held up to seven people hostage at one point, but let all but two go while he held conversations with police on the phone. He later surrendered, one hostage suffering minor injuries. Wicked weather for a good chunk of the nation for New Year's weekend. Killer tornadoes in parts of Missouri and Arkansas. The upper Mississippi Valley, western Great Lakes, and Plain States getting snow, sleet, and heavy rain in some cases. Massive flooding in Australia following 2 weeks of torrential rain. 200,000 people evacuated. IRN USA Radio News.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Three after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, continuing with our year-end countdown, courtesy of Talkers Magazine and the research they put together, in addition to the staff of the Talk Radio Countdown show, to come up with the top 10 stories, topics, issues, if you will, of the year. At number 10, the WikiLeaks case. Number 9, the Ground Zero debate. Number 8, tax cuts. Chilean miners. Number 7, the Arizona immigration discussion. Number 6, the Haitian earthquake was number 5. November elections as number 4. Number 3 is health care reform and the bitter debate that went along with it. The president able to sign the law. One of his major campaign promises was to take care of this, and the bill will be $1 trillion. That's what expanded coverage will cost for more Americans. President still selling the plan, even after it was signed into law. Here he is visiting some of his supporters up in Maine.
John Boehner called the passage of this bill. We don't need to boo. I just want to give the facts. Called this passage of this bill Armageddon. You had others who said this is the end of freedom as we know it. So after I signed the bill, I looked around. I looked up at the sky to see if asteroids were coming. I looked at the ground to see if cracks had opened up in the earth. You know what? It turned out it was a pretty nice day. Folks were strolling down the street. Nobody had lost their doctor. Nobody had pulled the plug on granny. Nobody was being dragged away to be forced into some government-run health care plan. But the thing is, though, you have to love some of the pundits in Washington. Every single day since I signed the reform law, there's been another poll or headline said, "Nation's still divided on health care reform. Polls haven't changed yet." Well, yeah, it just happened last week. Can you imagine if some of these reporters were working on a farm and you'd planted some seeds and they came out next day and they looked and nothing's happened? There's no crop. We're going to starve. Oh, no. And now that it's passed, they're already promising we're going to repeal it. They're going to run on a platform of repeal in November. And my attitude is, go for it. You try to repeal.
Well, they did a pretty good job of shellacking you, Mr. President, as you'll recall. All right, so we're talking about the debate over health care and where all of that is. Still to go, we have number 2 and number 1, and then we have some of the big stories of the year from social media. You may be interested to know that Facebook topped Google as the most visited website of the year. More on the focus on Mark Zuckerberg as Time's Person of the Year. That seems to be something that has caused in the last two or three weeks of the year a lot of conversation. Back to health care reform, though, for one more punch, and then we'll take a couple of calls on this at 800-510-8255. As might be expected, one of the biggest supporters of health care reform was Keith Olbermann. Here he states his case.
I do not want to yell. I feel like screaming, but everybody is screaming. Everybody is screaming that this is about rights or freedom or socialism or the president or the future or the past or political failure or political success. We have all been screaming. I have been screaming, and we have all been screaming because we do not want to face, we cannot face what is at the heart of all this, what is the unspoken essence of every moment of this debate. What about which we are truly driven to such intense, ineffable, inchoate emotions? Because ultimately, in screaming about health care reform, pro or con, we are screaming about death. And this ultimately is about death. What you never hear about is the person who is sick. You ever stayed overnight in the hospital? All data suggests that in a given year, only about 1 in 10 of us do. It's not a universal experience. Could you sleep in a hospital? With constant noise, with sharing a room with strangers, perhaps, with contemplating mortality, and more immediately, the fog of germs in the place, with staff infections and MRSA, and nursing staffs cut to the minimum, and overworked doctors, and medical record keeping so primitive, it might as well be done on blackboards. And the bills? What about the person who is sick and the bills? How are they supposed to get better while they are sitting there inside a giant cash register? How do you heal? How do you kill a cancer when the meter is running so loudly you can hear it? When a system of health care has been so refined, so perfected as to find a way to charge for almost everything and to reimburse for almost nothing, how does the person who is sick not worry always, always about where he is going to get the money? And how is somebody worrying always about where he's going to get the money supposed to also get better?
800-510-8255. Keith Olbermann on the left. We hear left sides and right sides and sometimes folks in the middle. Margie, you're in Virginia, and you have a disgust to share with us.
I have cancer. I'm 60 years old. I've seen a president assassinated. I am living in fear right now of other Americans. We look like idiots all over the world. We can't even educate our own people. And we're talking about health care, people. We're not talking about war to argue about or something. We're talking about health care, which the rest of the industrial countries have. So for the world to see this and to see that our citizens are breaking windows and threatening people, and, you know, this is a scary, scary country, and I've seen people hurt, and I have cancer. Do you think it feels really good to want to try hard to get better when people are spitting at you? I have to get Medicaid now. It's real embarrassing. It's like I'm getting some freaking handout, even though I've worked my whole life, because I got a disease, which probably came from China poisoning our food. You know, we need to govern. 50 states doesn't work anymore. We need to be a country. And I don't think we're going to succeed politically. I think they're just going to keep fighting. Nothing's going to be solved. And corporations are going to keep raising their insurance rates.
All right. So Margie has a problem, and you can hear the sadness and the anger in her voice. It's one of the things about listening to people when they call in programs like this. You really do get everything unvarnished. And that helps in the debate and the understanding of what the issue is, because everybody has a different point of view. And it's a wonderful thing that we have the opportunity to hear those different points of view and hopefully be tolerant of them. Cindy, you're in Georgia, and you're a doctor, I understand.
Good morning. I'm calling as a pediatrician who pretty much done with partisan politics. I was one of those who didn't like what was going through Congress because I didn't think it did enough. I just want us to be as comprehensive as possible. There are so many things working to destroy, if there was ever any chance for people to get health care who needed it, that unless you had a comprehensive approach, it simply was not going to work. And I am so tired of having my life dictated by insurance companies that, it just, that was the big piece. We just can't have insurance telling us what to do. People need to use their brains. They need to not listen to all the sound bites. Think about each other. I said I was done with partisan politics. Yeah. If there were a unity party started, I believe I would join it.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's move to number two now, discussion of the economy. And this is probably going to be a hot topic through this new year as well. One of the new terms that we were introduced to this year was the 99ers. Here's Scott Pelley from CBS speaking with a group of 99ers.
I remember it coming close to like 6 months. I was saying, I can't believe I'm out of work this long. Then the year mark hit, and I just started just panicking, seriously. Now that it's over 2 years, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Marianne Rose was a financial analyst at a real estate firm. Age 54, she's single with a grown daughter. After being laid off with about 100 coworkers, she spent her savings, lost her home, and finally found herself sitting in a truck with her dog and all of her possessions.
What sort of things would you be willing to do at this point?
I can say that probably the lowest level position for me has been now to apply for a clerk, a county clerk. And I just realized that the competition's pretty stiff out there. There's actually 4 positions that were open. I found out there were over 2,000 people that applied for those 4 positions.
Judy Thompson was marking the time before she loses her home.
3 months, baby, and I've been in that house since 1982. I don't want to move.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I'm trying not to think that far ahead. But anyway, didn't mean to get emotional.
Sarah Huber may lose her family business of 23 years.
Everything's gone, and we can't survive because these people can't survive.
Because these people don't have jobs, they're not coming to your business.
The equity lines were frozen, right. People don't, they don't have credit. There's nothing there.
How long can your business go on?
We're going month to month, literally. I'm praying for more work.
And
Jim Wild has been applying for jobs 2 years.
I've gone through the tier one companies. I've gone through the tier two companies. Now I'm down to Target. I've just got a job offer from Target to work a part-time job at $9.50 or $9.25 an hour.
What's that job?
It's just a floor of sales.
What was your job before?
I was a fiber optics engineering manager.
And he's taking the job at Target, and he's glad to get it.
Yeah. There's a lot of sad stuff going on in terms of unemployment, and one wonders how that'll shake out during the year 2011. We're worried right now and reviewing what went on in conversation the year 2010, and the number one story is up next on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was
was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, on to number one. Here, radio host Tom Becca from our affiliate KFAB travels to the bayou during the oil spill, which is number one, to broadcast his program. Let's listen in.
And then they start talking about, you know, some of the rumors that they're hearing around town. And the one that he said he'd heard, which quite honestly sounds very, very, very plausible to me, and if it is true, if it turns out to be true, I'm going to be really, 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 really pissed. Because the rumor is that BP didn't want to plug the drain or plug the well because if they plugged the well, they couldn't tap into it again. That their oil field would be off balance, off limits. They wouldn't be able to do it again. However, if they put in these relief wells, now their relief wells are in place and they're drilling in a very lucrative oil field. The damage that is being done to the Gulf Coast is indescribable. The damage that is being done to a way of life down here, being done to the people here, it's amazing. And the fact you had a government guy talking to businesses that were miles and miles and miles away from the oil spill and talking to them, getting them prepared for any future losses, makes me think that they're concerned about this catastrophe much more than they're even letting on. Because the SBA guy, and there were SBA people down in Grand Isle while I was there, but to have an SBA guy this far up inland when the oil's not there tells me that they're really concerned about just how bad this thing is. And if BP did not, I'm going off a rumor here, it needs to be investigated, it needs to be looked into. But if BP didn't plug that hole because they were trying to save the field for their own wealth, I got a real serious problem with that. If they didn't plug it because they were looking for the relief wells to take the pressure off and what have you, so they can keep on drilling oil out of there while it's contaminating our Gulf, I got a real problem with that. We need Congress. We need whistleblowers. We need people with BP to have the integrity to tell us the truth.
Quick call from Art in Texas on the oil spill.
Good morning. If you're going to place the blame for this, it is placed strictly on Congress of the United States. Congress wrote the laws governing the oil spill and the BP and all the other oil drillers. Then they gave the regulators the right to overlook these and give the oil companies a pass. That left it strictly open to both bribery, corruption, anything they wanted to do. So the ultimate blame is with the Congress of the United States.
The oil spill in the Gulf, number one in the countdown this year.
today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so now we'll get to the social media side of things. As you know, this program and many other radio programs have become very involved as participating in social networks has become things that people really expect. So the interactive conversational presence on Facebook and Twitter is important. Radio programs and television programs are doing more and more of this, and thus you can connect with us on Twitter.com and Facebook.com for this program. Also send in texts at 646-926-DOUG, and the regular phone line 800-510-8255 serves people very well, but the interactiveness of this, the fact that you can download a podcast of this program at any time and get it, it's really amazing what the iPhone has done, and we'll find out if that's in the top five here. Clay Kohut, who's director of social media at DougStephan.com, with the number five story from your world of social media, Clay.
The fifth story I got here, Doug, is Obama's Twitter account, and it was when it was hacked this year by a Frenchman. An unemployed 25-year-old Frenchman was arrested this year for allegedly hacking into various celebrity Twitter accounts, including the President Obama's. The subject reportedly targeted other celebrities, including Britney Spears. He gained access to Twitter accounts by simply working out the answers to the passwords. So it's just another example of why you need to choose secure passwords. Don't just use the word password as your password, because it's very easy to guess.
Gee, I wonder, did he get to Lindsay Lohan or Charlie Sheen or Kourtney Kardashian?
Unfortunately not.
All right, number four from social media this past year.
All right, number four is California's $578 million school. The price tag of $578 million, the Robert F. Kennedy Community School, is the most expensive public school ever. And the K-12 complex features fine art murals, a marble memorial depicting Robert Kennedy, a manicured public park, and a state-of-the-art swimming pool. And it caused a lot of controversy because they're broke already, and they're spending even more money on there.
Boy, that sure, yeah, that was a big one. Is Betty White anywhere in these top five?
Not on my top five, right, Doug, but it's a bit subjective because everybody uses their different social media sites.
Yeah, number three.
Number three is the woman who dumped the cash in the trash. Do you remember this, Doug? It was
the cat in the trash bucket, yes.
Yeah, she was. It was a 45-year-old woman who was caught on camera petting a 4-year-old tabby cat before picking it up and tossing it into a trash can and then closing the lid. When the cat's owners posted the clip online, it sparked an angry reaction from animal lovers and advocates, which allegedly culminated in a series of death threats against the woman. For example, I got a Twitter comment right here by Hook's Law. who says, "That's just awful. The recycling bin is for papers, plastic, and metals. Cats go in the compost bin. Psychopaths don't care about the environment." So a lot of people joked around about it, but there are some people that were actually seriously pretty angry about it.
Yeah, she did. She got death threats, and then I think she apologized. Didn't that happen a week or so after the event took place?
I think that
didn't get much attention
because that
would be a page 66 story.
Yeah.
All right, number two on your list.
The Facebook privacy concerns. It seems like Facebook couldn't stay out of the limelight of bad PR this year, even in the they're growing like crazy. But 60% of Facebook users even said they were considering deactivating their account at one point this year when IT security firm Sophos conducted a survey. They asked, "Do you think you will quit Facebook over privacy concerns?" And the results varied from possibly at 30%, highly likely at 30%, already have at 16%, no at 12%, and I don't think it's likely at 12%. And in response to criticisms of Facebook's privacy policy, a number of campaigns, including Quit Facebook Day, launched this year to increase public awareness of the issues.
One of the things that Facebook and Twitter used very effectively by some campaigns this year, obviously the numbers you just went through weren't that didn't happen because certainly 16% of Facebook users have not dropped away. The numbers keep going up, 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 and up, don't they?
Yeah, people, especially on Facebook, like causing a stir. It seems every time Facebook changes their design, there's a huge outrage from the Facebook community, and they accept it after a couple months. So I think people, it was sort of trendy to get on the Facebook issue this year, but not many people actually took action.
All right, the number one issue in social media this year.
Facebook has topped Google as the most visited site in the U.S., and it surpassed Google for the first time as the most visited site. Just this year in 2010, and the social network edged out Google with 8.9% of all U.S. visits between January and November of 2010, while Google ranked second with about 7.2% of visits, which shows it's a major shift in the way people are using the Internet, and it's showing that more people are using it for social means and to keep up with their friends rather than just searching by themselves. And it's also going to be interesting in 2011 to see how that goes about how people are getting their news and information, because more and more people are going to Facebook to do that and seeing what their friends are posting rather than searching information for themselves. Facebook's move to the top spot shows just how quickly the site's grown in popularity. Within the span of 6 years, Facebook's become the world's largest web social network with roughly half a billion users worldwide.
Pretty amazing stuff. Clay Cohut with the number 5 through 1 story from social media. I'm Doug Steph.